it's time to talk about the zoo, the animals, the warm weather's here finally. The Arctic foxes are now brown again.
Not yet. They're starting to turn.
Yeah. When I used to see them in the winter, they were white. They stood in their little perch looking at me. And then I saw them last summer and I said, whoa. I didn't realize they changed color. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to adjust to the season.
You give them names?
Echo and Luna.
Oh, you do? Yeah, that's right. Echo and Luna.
We've talked about them before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you give all your animals names?
All of them have a name.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah, somebody's got to give them a personality. They can't have a number. So Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. The zoo is more than just animals and walking around. You have an event list coming up. You have it all year long. A lot of events. Who comes up with the ideas? You?
I do, mainly. But I've got a great staff. We talk about it. And sometimes guests say, oh, you should really do this. Oh, okay. We haven't thought about that. So sometimes those get added in as well.
Let's talk about one coming up this weekend, Sip, Sing, and Safari.
Yeah, that's on Saturday, May 30th. Very excited about this. We're partnering with Bucket's Pub Second Round. It is a sing-along brunch from 10 a.m. until 1:30.
Do you have to sing?
You don't have to, but I'll tell you that most people are going to be so energized that they're going to want to sing. And it's just a super fun event. I've been to a couple of them before, and that's one of those that Bucket's and us decided to do it at the zoo. They do it at Bucket's as well, but we thought we'd do it at the zoo, and it's going to be super fun. We've got what's different about ours is everything is included. It's not going to be an a la carte. When you get there, it's an open bar. You get the breakfast. There's both cold side and a hot side of food. You get to sing. We've got a DJ. We've got an MC. You're right on Lake Michigan. This is like a very high energy sort of way to start your Saturday. So really excited to have it. It's supposed to be nice weather. So also very excited to have that. So it should be super, super fun. You need to get your tickets by noon tomorrow on Thursday. Because that way we have time to get the amount of people that are coming so the caterer can judge the food and all of that kind of stuff. And we can make sure it's all set up for the right amount of folks.
Now, let's just say it won't. But what if the weather is not perfect? How do you handle that? Go inside?
No, we have a tent.
Oh, you have a tent?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, I know where the tent is. It's up there right opposite the Kiwanis Amphitheater on that hill.
Yeah, that's the pavilion.
That's the pavilion.
And then we'll add a tent
if
we need it. It all depends on how many people, but there is a tent. That will be up there on Saturday.
See, I'm one of these people that sounds like Barney Fife when he tried to sing on the Andy Griffith Show. Mm. That's how I sound.
Yeah. We do our events rain or shine.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good. Okay, so that is Sip, Sing,
and Safari.
Okay.
Yep. May 30th, 10 to 1:30. Get your tickets.
Now, there's another one. If you missed that, there's another one in August.
There's another one in August on August 15th. Uh-huh.
Breakfast at the Zoo. This is coming up June 6th.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun one. That's our great family activity. The breakfasts and the brunches that we do tends to be that family group. Multi-generational families are coming out. And so this way it's from 9 to 10:30. And what's really nice is that you're coming into the zoo before we open, because the zoo opens at 10. You're going to hang out. There's some animal ambassadors. There'll be some crafts that the kids can, make and take with them. And that's a great meal. It includes your admission into the zoo that day. So we do both members and non-members, kids and adult prices. And it's just a great way to start a Saturday by you may go to breakfast anyway. You might as well come to the zoo, support the zoo, because all the dollars we raise comes right back into the zoo. We reinvest in ourselves every day.
So the animals are watching everybody chow down this delicious breakfast. Say, how come we got tiger chow?
You're killing me, Don. Killing me.
Okay, so that was going to be up June 6th.
Yep, June 6th. Uh-huh.
And let's keep the Saturdays going.
Sure.
Zoorific Saturday.
Yeah, that's on June 13th. And that one is we're focusing on African Penguin Awareness Day. So what we do with Zoorific Saturdays is we highlight different animals that we have at the zoo on periodic Saturdays. And we have keeper talks. We have education doing activities. There's crafts. There's games. And it's all highlighting certain animals. And that particular one is highlighting our African penguins, which is also a safe species. And safe stands for saving animals from extinction. So we're part of AZA, which is the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. And years ago, they set up the first 10 safe species. And African penguins was one of those. So we were very, very fortunate to happen to have those animals at our zoo. We're going to be highlighting that all day. It is from 10 until 5. Come on out. It's just value added. So if you're coming out to the zoo anyway, you get to learn a little bit more and highlight our African penguins.
I mean, that, the African penguin, penguin one is on June 13th.
June 13th.
And then later on, I see you got World Giraffe Day, Rhino Day.
Yep.
And what kind of bear is that?
That's an Andean bear.
Andean bear day.
And we just celebrated reptiles and amphibians last week, last Saturday.
Big cat day. I know what big cats are.
Yeah, that's going to be our lions and tigers. Yeah, for sure.
And International Orangutan Day.
Yep.
Now, this is one of my pet peeves. People say, oh, it's orangutan.
It's not.
I don't see a G in that word.
That is correct. It's orangutan.
You've heard people say that,
I have.
Orangutan.
Yes.
You correct them?
I do.
Good. Good for you.
I do.
Good for you. Don't let them get away with stuff like that.
Right.
That Zoorific Saturday, that goes right through the summer.
It does. Yep. Just pick a, there's different Saturdays. You just have to go to our website, racinezoo.org, do the drop down to get to, under events, to get to Zoorific Saturday. And then you can see, you know, maybe you've got a favorite animal that you want to come out and see and come on that day that we're highlighting it.
The Arctic foxes.
We don't have an Arctic fox day yet, but we will look to do that next year.
When I was walking in the winter, it was freezing outside, and I took a look at them, and they were just sitting there on their perch looking at me. And
yeah, they're comfortable in that temperature.
I don't know how the, even with penguins, you see these stories about in the Arctic, well, it was 100 degrees below zero today. And the penguins are walking around like it's they're at the beach during the summer.
Right.
I don't know how they can stand those temperatures. They're little birds.
But that was their home to be made for.
I know. I just don't get
ours
it.
Ours are not. Ours are African penguins. So ours are, do not go out in the wintertime. Most species of penguins are not cold weather.
But those penguins up at the down at the Arctic Circle, Antarctica.
Crazy, huh?
I don't know how they do it. I saw that movie. Remember the movie Penguins that was out several years ago?
I do. I don't know if I saw that, though.
Yeah. It's just walking around like it's 120 below zero. Yeah. I'm looking at the sun. Yeah. It's a nice day. I think I'll take a dip in the ice. I don't know how they do it. You know, God made them the way
God made them the way he did. Yep.
Rhinos, around for rhinos. But we talk about that. They're fast rhinos. They're
rhinos
not slow.
Rhinos can run, yeah.
I saw that movie Hatari with John Wayne, and that rhino was keeping up with their Jeep at a high speed. If you think you're going to walk up and outrun those things, you cannot outrun them.
They are quick.
You know what they say? If you're with a friend, you just have to be quicker than your friend.
There you go, sir. There you go, sir.
Okay, let's talk about a round for rhinos. This is golf.
Yeah, so this is our annual golf tournament. It is a nine-hole course. We tee off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so most people, what works great is they can work all day, get through lunch, do their thing, come out and start registering at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Tee off time is 2 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, you can already be home. So it's a great golf tournament. It's a way to sponsor and support the zoo, but you don't have to go tee off at 8 o'clock in the morning and spend all day golfing, although most people would like to. So, you know, come on out. It's really great. We got wonderful sponsors, great swag bag. We're at Meadowbrook Country Club. So it's super fun, and this is just one of our tried and true events. We started this in COVID, and we continue it every year. Round for Rhinos. Get your foursomes scheduled in there, or just sign up for yourself or a couple people. We'll pair you up with some great people and have a wonderful day on the golf course.
You know how to play golf?
I do.
I know. I tried to hold a golf club. We had a golfing event here once, and the way you hold the golf club is not like a baseball bat. It's
right.
And I couldn't grasp it. Now I play putt-putt golf.
I was
very
ask
well.
You, do you play
yes, I can do the windmill hole and all that kind of, I'm very
super
good at
good.
That.
Yeah. Super good.
And when you pull it and the ball goes down and the oak goes into the other lower, I'm very good at that stuff.
Awesome.
But I hold a golf club and swing it. I just never mastered that. Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, Beth Heidorn, is here. We're talking about all the events coming up. Not only this summer, but in the next few weeks through June at the zoo. I mean, you've got
to feed the animals, man.
It's You know, I mentioned that to people. This it used to be a free zoo years ago. I think just when I came here, I don't know how do you support the place when it's a free zoo.
Well, there was much more financial support from our landlord. So then now, when we don't have that, you've got to figure out ways to still feed the animals.
And you know, here's what I suggest you do. We have my wife and I usually get a zoo membership. Mm-hmm. We use it because we like to walk around the zoo. We walk around the zoo. And let's take that. We like to. We walk around the zoo because we have to.
I gotcha.
And it's 0.6 miles in the mm-hmm. path we do. Do two of them, you got 1.2 miles. And I think it's like $50, $60. Well, I don't know what it is.
There's different rates from $60 all the way up to $1,000, depending upon what you want as part of your membership package.
If you don't use it, it's a donation. You get a nice plastic card. You show there, like, you know, membership has its privileges and stuff like that. So I suggest you do that. And people can do that By showing up at the zoo or just online?
You can buy it online. You can buy it at the zoo. Yeah, we just had member appreciation night last week. And we do that on an annual basis to thank all of our members. And it was super fun.
I missed it.
Well, you know, next year.
I missed it.
I know. You got to sign up for it. Well, it was a fun night.
I know.
Chilly, but fun.
Oh, that's right.
It was a very chilly night. We had, it was super fun.
Let's talk about our last event. We're going to chat about Chronicles at the Zoo. What's this one about?
Yeah, so Chronicles at the Zoo. So Bourbon Chronicles is an organization that does monthly bourbon tastings around southeastern Wisconsin. And then they pick a couple of nonprofits that they're going to support on an annual basis. And we are one of those. So on Saturday, June 27th from 6 to 9 p.m., the guys, Tim, Ryan, and Dan, are supporters of this. They will do a bourbon tasting at the zoo. There'll be silent auctions. There'll be live auctions. It's a great fundraiser for us. Again, it's people want to support the zoo, but they may not be able to come every day. They may not be able to golf, but they want to come and drink bourbon with us. They may not be able to do brunch at the zoo, but they want to come and drink bourbon. You know what I mean? So that's why we have such a diversity of events at the zoo to support everybody. It's going to be a really fun event, a great meal, fun bourbon. There's always a few cigar smokers that are coming as well. And it's just a great way. And we really thank Bourbon Chronicles for their support of the Racine Zoo. And they, you know, when they're doing the auction, Tim knows he's getting in people's wallets to help raise the money for the zoo. So it's very supportive.
And these are fundraisers because people don't realize you have to have somebody there 24/7 to take care of the animals. You have to have specialized veterinary care.
Uh-huh.
Because the guy who takes care of your dog and cat is not the guy you got to use.
No, Sometimes we call in other vets, but, you know, we have specialty doctors that are coming in to do our dentistry for our animals. We have an acupuncturist that does one of our penguins.
Really? And acupuncture?
Yeah. So we have really high-end level animal care for our animals, for our vet care. That's all part of AZA, which I said we are a member of that. We're one of only 251 accredited organizations for zoos and aquariums in the country.
Yeah,
I am very proud of that for the 5,000 places that hold animals. We're 251 for AZA. And in a small town like Racine, to have an accredited zoo, which is super awesome. There's 5 accredited zoos in the state of Wisconsin. Us, Milwaukee County Zoo, Henry Vilo Zoo out in Madison, International Crane Foundation, and the new zoo up in Green Bay. So we are supported here. It's fabulous. I love the fact we're all kindred spirits within zoos and aquariums.
Let's talk about some of the new residents.
Sure. We got some bighorn sheep. So we had 2 females come in, Helga and Mantis, and they came in earlier this year. I didn't name these ones. I did not name these ones. It's all good. And then they're living on the mountain. So we were able to modify the mountain to fit these particular animals. So we've got bighorn sheep. So they came. They were in quarantine, which you always have to quarantine an animal for at least 30 days before they go into their new homes. And lo and behold, one of them had a baby, and that was a little boy, and he just got named Cosmo the other day. And then on the 20th.
By the way, I saw the picture of him online.
Aren't they so cute?
Yeah.
And then that was Mantis, and then Helga delivered her baby on the 20th, and it is a little girl. And so they're voting for the names right now, and that goes through this Sunday. So you have your chance to vote for the names that we have online. There's 3 different names that you can choose from. And then the winner of that, then that baby will be named as well. So bighorn sheep are the largest sheep native to North America, and they're named for that large spiraled horns on the males. But we have 2 females and now 2 babies, 1 male and 1 female. So we're very excited. Plus, we've got to re-energize the mountain, which is on our south end of the zoo. And it's not too far from our barnyard safari, which has goats and our pigs are over there and that type of stuff. So the south end is now re-energized. And the other day, the babies were out running around. Then they get the zoomies. You know, they run around just like, you know, the zoomies, I guess, is the new word. Super cute. And then they're starting to use the mountain, which is also very exciting.
We have a pit bull that comes over. It's our neighbor's dog every Friday. Every Friday afternoon, he comes over. We let him run around the backyard. Talk about the zoomies.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she got this zoomies just running, all kicking up dirt because she never gets to go free. It's the illusion of freedom. But our backyard's all fenced in, so she can run. She can't get out.
Yeah.
She tries to jump and try to get the squirrels on the phone poles, but she's not going to get them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she tries. She's one of these things. I'm going to get them. Let's do a quick review here of the events coming up. We've got
Sip, Sing, and Safari on Saturday, May 30th, 10 to 1:30. Tickets go off sale tomorrow at noon. So please get your tickets. It's awesome. It's an open bar. It's great food from Bucket's Pub second round. There's a DJ. There's an MC. It's going to be great. Very high energy. A great way to start your Saturday. Then we go into
breakfast
at the zoo, which is much more of a family activity. That is 9 to 10:30 on June 6th. It is also going to be great. The kids get a great brunch, well, sort of the parents, and then you get to hang out at the zoo, see some animal ambassadors. Get your tickets for that as well. Everything goes off sale approximately 2 days before the event so that we can make sure we can get the right caterer numbers in. Saturday, June 13th, we have a Zoorific Saturday highlighting African penguins. And that is going to be going on all day from 10 until 5. Then we've got our golf tournament, Around for Rhinos, which is super, super fun. That's at Meadowbrook. And that is on Monday, June 22nd. Tee off time is at 2 o'clock. It is a 9-hole scramble. Super great. We're getting our foursomes. Please make sure you get your foursome in. We want to make sure that you can golf with us. Support us for that. Everyone always wins a prize, and there's fun games on the golf course as well. And last but not least, we have our Chronicles at the Zoo, which is Saturday, June 27th from 6 to 9 p.m., sponsored in part by Bourbon Chronicles, which are taking care of us and doing all of the bourbon tasting. Silent auction, live auction, great way to support the zoo with bourbon tasting, and a great way to end the month of June.
Are you the mama at the zoo? The animals treat you?
Sure.
Mama's coming. Mama's coming.
I talk to the animals, too. So
I would, too.
Yeah.
This dog that comes over, I have conversations with. She looks at me, you know, where's the treat?
She's listening to your voice. She knows. And then, of course, our wonderful new animals, our bighorn sheep, come and see them on the mountain.
And the babies, you get to name them.
And the babies, the two babies. Yep, we got Cosmo, and we'll know on Sunday what the name of the little girl's going to be.
Okay. Everything we talked about is online at
racinezoo.org. If you want to do the events, you go to events and do the drop down tab. If you want to learn about animals and other things or education or about us, go to those tabs and do the drop downs.
And if nothing else, get a zoo membership.
Get a zoo membership. You get to support the zoo all year long, and you can come every day of the year except Christmas Day. It's the only day we're closed.
But the animals still have to eat.
But the animal, we're still working. We never take a day off. We are 24/7, 365.
Are you going to do the igloos again this winter?
We are working on trying to figure out. Yep, we will do something with them, but we're going to revitalize a little bit. Yeah. So we'll see.
Okay.
We always got to reinvent ourselves.
Put the penguins in there with the...
They're too cold. Those African penguins, remember.
Okay. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, that's racinezoo.org, racinezoo.org for everything we talked about today. Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. It's right there on Main Street. Stop by and go inside and get that zoo membership too, all right?